Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder. It's the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Josh Appel in for Hawk, Crowder, Solana, Jimmy. Steven also here with me. 1 hour to go here on the show. We've been talking about Kirk Herbstreit a little bit today, and we'll hear Noah Eagle give his thoughts on the whole narrative around the college football playoff in the first round. And of course, with Alabama losing in embarrassing fashion to Michigan today in the ReliaQuest Bowl, formerly the Outback Bowl, you'd expect people to circle back to Kirk Herbstreit and a couple of the talking heads in college football. And so somebody tweeted, Kirk Herbstreit, you want that Alabama in the playoffs, with a gif of one of the Usos from WWE laughing hysterically. And Kirk Herbstreit might be able to add professional gaslighter to his resume, because this is his response. Keep believing the false narratives, clown. Now, not to get too into the weeds on this, but Twitter's become somewhat of a cesspool in recent years. But one of the things that has been positive have been the community notes.
They're, and this tweet from Kirk notes are the best.
Got community noted with the following. Herbstreit, quote, Indiana was not a team that should have been in the playoff field when you consider other teams that could have been there. I'll let that sit there for a second. But it's everybody else who's believing false narratives about what Kirk Herbstreit said. There are only so many teams that Kirk Herbstreit could have been talking about saying should have been in the college football playoff over Indiana. But I don't want to waste any more time on Kirk Herbstreit and that conversation. He's wrong and needs to admit he's wrong. I do want to devote a couple of minutes to this Igor Shesterkin of the New York Rangers. You've heard me rail against Jim Montgomery, the former coach of the Boston Bruins before, now the head coach of the St. Louis Blues, for doing something similar. The Panthers last night, much needed bounce back win at home against the Rangers. Ton of Rangers fans in the building. They were loud when the Rangers scored. Rangers played pretty well. They've been a dumpster fire this season. Panthers play with their food a bit. Started the game up early, 2-0. Then the Rangers tied it, and the Panthers took the lead again. The Rangers tied it again, and the Panthers scored a couple after that, including an empty netter to get a nice win, 5-3, last night on New Year's Eve. And Igor Shesterkin, this guy, there are few players, few goalies in the league, I think, that whine more than this Igor Shesterkin. There were two goals, maybe even three last night, that immediately after the Panthers scored, this guy gets up and is immediately complaining to the officials. In fact, they challenged one of the goals for goaltender interference, unsuccessful, of course, because it was nowhere close to goaltender interference. And so he looks like a dummy then. And then there's a long delay after another goal later on that he wanted the challenge. Couldn't challenge it because they had already done so and lost. Again, nowhere close. And this Igor Shesterkin, who held out and had this big, I don't know if he actually held out, but had this whole big dispute with the Rangers, who have been a big dumpster fire this year, partly because Igor's situation, partly others that are out of his control. But Igor Shesterkin getting paid double-digit millions of dollars per year, his extension that he signed before the season or right after the season got started. I don't really know when. It was 8 years, $92 million, $11.5 million a year. This dude does nothing but complain when teams score against him. Nothing but complain, and I'm tired of it. Whine some more, Igor Shesterkin, and hold that L. And on that note, Steven, let's get our headlines.
It sounds like he needs Mike McDaniel as his coach so he could just throw challenge flags out there.
Oh, is there anybody worse that you've ever seen than Mike McDaniel challenging plays?
No.
The two that he had yesterday were terrible challenges.
He needs to do the opposite. He needs to do the exact opposite of whatever he believes.
They need to hire John Kangemi's son, who is the video coach for the Panthers. The Panthers are like, they hit on these challenges at an unbelievable clip, and it's because their video department is so good. Marlins have a great one, too. Mike McDaniel, hire outside the organization and get somebody who can help you decide what plays the challenges or not. I think he's like 3 for 19 or 3 for 16 or something. It's horrendous.
He's never been good at that.
Headlines.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Detroit Lions win over the San Francisco 49ers last night on Monday Night Football, 40-34. Lions will take on the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday for the first round bye in the NFC. The Dolphins will take on the Jets on Sunday at 4:25 p.m., with playoff hopes still alive in Week 18 after the Week 17 win in Cleveland against the Browns. Tua's availability still up in the air with the hip injury. Up to medical professionals to clear him to play. If not, it'll be backup quarterback Tyler Snoop Huntley once again. Dolphins can use some help from the Chiefs. They need to take down the Broncos. Dolphins will make the playoffs if they win versus the Jets and the Broncos lose. Miami Hurricanes head coach Mario Cristobal announced this morning that defensive coordinator Lance Guidry has been fired and will not return with the program for next season. Five bowl games today. Most important one, the Fiesta Bowl at 7:30 p.m. between Penn State and Boise State from State Farm Arena in Glendale, Arizona. That's the first of the college football playoff quarterfinal games. Miami Heat, they take on the Pelicans on home court tomorrow. 7:30 p.m. tip-off. Catch all the action tomorrow, starting with preheat at 6:15 right here on 560 WQAM. Rockets player Amen Thompson got a two-game suspension for tossing Tyler Hero down to the ground in the last game. Terry Rozier got a one-game suspension for coming to the rescue. Panthers took care of business last night. Much-needed win against the Rangers, 5-3. Currently first place in the Atlantic. 48 points through 38 games. Next game is on Thursday. Home ice once again against the Carolina Hurricanes. Now time for your weather, sponsored by DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. 80 degrees outside, 6 mile an hour southbound winds. Should be some rain coming through soon, probably this hour or the next. And then it seems like there's going to be clear skies for the rest of the night.
Awesome. Thank you, Steven. No thanks to Igor Shesterkin. Thanks to Adam Beasley from Pro Football Network for joining us earlier as well to talk some Dolphins. Thanks to Steven for helping us out in the studio today, pushing all the right buttons, getting us on and off the air. Have a great New Year's Eve. Have a safe New Year's Eve. Enjoy the college football playoff tonight and tomorrow. This is Josh Appel filling in for Hawk and Crowder. Steven and I will be back on Thursday. The regular crew will be back on Friday. Have a great New Year's Eve, and we'll talk to you next year.
You need to need
that's all, folks.
You need to need.
Path, path, pass.
Take care, brush your hair.